You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for Theater Talk as we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. You and your team have been super busy covering a whole crop of new openings.
Yeah, I'm exhausted and geeked at the same time. My crew and I reviewed 9 shows this past weekend. I did 4 of them, and it's a bit tiring to handle all that, but it's also a sign of good times in the theater when there's that much to see.
Well, you know, winter is done, and spring is here. All right, so we're going to start in Ann Arbor with something called Murder Ballad.
Right. It's a very interesting murder mystery and actually small rock opera. It's a lover's triangle. It's steamy. It is not for the kids. I want to say that. And one of the things that makes this show, which is being produced right now by the Penny Seats in Ann Arbor, extra cool, is that it's performed in this really interesting, intimate space downtown Ann Arbor called Hathaway's Hideaway at 310 Ashley. And the cast, superb, David Mohn, Mike Sandusky, Monica Spencer, and Maya Gangadharan, who are all terrific Michigan actors that I've seen in other stuff. Music directed by Ann Arbor's own Brian Buckner. There's a live band that Brian directs. This is highly recommended. It's a really unique, interesting show in a small, intimate space.
And again, that's Murder Ballad, not for the kids, being done by the Penny Seats in Ann Arbor. And now we are off to Pinckney, where the Dio Dinner Theater always has something interesting going on.
Yeah, and this time they really do. This is a theater on a roll. They've done a couple of wonderful shows in a row that very challenging. This time they're doing The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Cynthia, this show is an accomplishment of stagecraft. This is normally a very big show. You need to depict the cathedral on stage.
Yes.
And you have to be inside the cathedral. You have to be on top of the cathedral. Outside the cathedral, you need a tower. The Dio stage is not that big. But Matthew Tomich, who's one of the founders of the theater, is a brilliant set designer and builder. And he manages to pull this off. This, of course, is an adaptation of the Victor Hugo classic. If you've not seen it, and most people probably have not, because it's a fairly new stage musical. Pioneer High School actually did it 2 years ago under a special arrangement with Disney.
So when you say Disney, this is based on the movie, the 96 movie.
The animated movie,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
And all the songs by Alan Menken, you know, who's written the songs for Beauty and the Beast and Newsies and a lot of the other
Little Shop of Horrors.
Exactly.
And Stephen Schwartz lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Godspell and Wicked.
So it's a big show, but it's been brilliantly put together on this small stage.
Yeah, let's just remind everybody back to 96, to that wonderful Disney animated film. Here's a bit of the track.
Morning in Paris, the city awakes to the bells of Notre Dame. The fisherman fishes, the baker man bakes, to the bells of Notre Dame.
To the big bells as loud as the thunder,
to the little bells soft as a song.
Yeah, we watched that a lot in my house. My daughter was very much into The Hunchback of Notre Dame. That sounds great just to see what they've done with the set.
Right, and it's, for people who may or may not have seen it, it's, you know, Quasimodo was born with a physical handicap. Both his parents died right after he was born, and he becomes the ward of his uncle Frollo, who's a Catholic monk, who's not a cleric of the Father Flanagan variety. He's a bad guy, and he keeps his nephew, Quasimodo, hidden away in the tower. He's the bell ringer. There are intertwined love stories within the play. Steve De Bruyn, who is co-founder of the theater with Matt Tomich, he plays Quasimodo, and it's not the Quasimodo that people think of from the movies. You know, with these great songs, it would be kind of strange to have the Charles Laughton Quasimodo singing these show tunes. But I can't recommend it enough for a terrific night out. And it is a dinner theater, and so dinner's included in the ticket, and that's at the Dio in Pinckney.
Very good. Now we go to the Detroit Opera House. So what's Michigan Opera Theater offering?
Well, they're doing Hansel and Gretel this week, and you can still see it tomorrow and Friday and Sunday. It's an opera written by, and this will confuse some people, by a composer named Engelbert Humperdinck. Now, not the famed pop singer of the 60s and 70s.
Whose name was Jerry Dorsey, who took the name Engelbert Humperdinck.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a German composer from the late 19th century. And the story goes, Humperdinck's sister was developing a musical around the classic Grimm's fairy tale and asked her brother to write the music for it. The project started small, but then it grew and grew and grew. And so now we have an opera that is much beloved wherever it is performed. So the big key here for me is that this version, it includes these magnificent oversized puppets on stage. The only two actors that are, you know, you kind of see as actors are Hansel and Gretel. And all the other characters are puppets with the puppeteers inside the cut. Like, there's a 12-foot witch that is utterly magnificent, and it's visually spectacular. So wonderful for the kids, and three more chances to see it at the Opera House.
All right. And then we go back down I-94 West, and we head to Chelsea. And so while Jeff Daniels is off starring in To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway, his Purple Rose Theater is humming right along.
Yeah, they are doing a revival of the Arthur Miller play All My Sons. And something of a big year for Arthur Miller, because they're doing All My Sons on Broadway. We had one of our theaters, the Ringwald, just did Death of a Salesman. Mm-hmm. This is it's a story of a man in during World War II whose two sons – I'm sorry, who has two sons. One of the sons goes down in a crash of a plane, and that his company actually supplied a key part to. And I don't want to give too much of the way the story, because – some people haven't seen it or read it when they were in school. But it's beautifully written by Miller. And we talked to Guy Sandville, who's the artistic director at the Rose this week, about kind of why he chose this play and kind of why it has relevance today.
All My Sons is, in particular, I think, more relevant than ever. It's a play about the American dream and the demise of the American dream. It directly addresses the tragedy that can result when the prevailing philosophy is that a thing has no value unless it generates a profit. We're still making the same mistakes. It also, on a very personal level for this family, reveals what happens, the potential destructive power of secrets and lies. It will shake you to your core, and I think that's good for everybody every once in a while.
All My Sons, that runs through June 1st, so lots of chances to see it. And I got to say, this month just brings us an incredible trove of local theater to see statewide, from Detroit to Kalamazoo and to Flint.
You know. And as always, you can get details of the shows David just talked about and all kinds of other ones around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, thanks for the tour.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.